Hey, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Chagiga daf Yud Beis. We left off on the bottom of daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. We are at Yochel Yishal, three lines from the end of the page on Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children. We thank him very much for the continued sponsorship. So the Gemara is going to talk about a lot about Briyas HaOlam. We're going to talk about the two steps of the creation of Adam HaRishon. We're going to have a lot more things about Briyas HaOlam, the 10 things that were created on Yom Rishon of creation. We're going to talk about whether Shamayim or Aretz came first, the machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, how to reconcile the Psukim. If you say one or the other came first, we're going to talk about how many pillars there are that support the world and what are those pillars called. And then Amud Beis, we're going to have the list of the seven Rakios and the function of each of the seven Rakios, and that will bring us all the way to the end of the daf. So let's begin. We are holding three lines from the end of the page on daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Yachal Yishalada Mala 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 Mata Mala Fanim Mala Achar. I might think that a person can look into the issues of that which is the Mala and the Mata and the Fanim and the Achar. Tamalomar L'Mekzeh Shemayim Yad Kzeh Shemayim. That's why the pasuk says from one end of the heavens to the other. That what one is permitted to investigate are all that which falls within Kseya Shemayim until Kseya Shemayim. But we're not allowed to go outside of the borders of Kseya Shemayim to investigate and see what's there. So the Gemara asks, well, Hashta Dinafkale Milam Kseya Shemayim Kseya Shemayim. Once you derive from the pasuk of Milam Kseya Shemayim Kseya Shemayim that you're not allowed to investigate. What is the Mila, what is the Mata, what is the Funim, what is the Achar? So you're not allowed to investigate what is outside of those Mechitzos. Didn't we already use the Pasuk Minayoma Shabara Lukim Adam Ala Aretz to darshan that you're not allowed to be Shoal what was Lufnei Habriya? So isn't that Malifanim? So what do I need that for? The Yisra of investigating that which was prior to the Bria, we could learn from the Kseh Shemayim, Kseh Shemayim. Because that which was prior to the Bria is chutz l'mechitzos. It's beyond the boundaries of what we're allowed to investigate. So why do I need this pasuk of l'min hayom asher bara elukim adam ala aretz? So says the Gemara, the iser to be shovel about kodem abriya, you're right, comes from l'mikseh hashemayim v'akseh hashemayim. What do I do with this other pasuk? Rabbi Elazar, Dami Rabbi Elazar, Adam Arishon min ha'aretz ad l'rakia, that Adam Arishon, when Hashem initially created him, extended all the way from the aretz until the rakia, shenemar, l'min hayom asher bara elukim Adam ala aretz, and the pasuk continues, ulimikzei ha'shamayim. So you see that Adam was omer ala aretz, he was on the ground, but still he reached l'mikzei ha'shamayim. So that's how tall Adam Arishon was, v'kivin shasarach, and once he sinned, he niach ha'kodesh baruch hu, yad of a love of miyato, Hashem placed His hand on him and minimized him from his initial height. Shemar chover kedem tzartani v'atosha salai kapacha. So we darshan tzartani that Adam Rishon had two yitziros. That there was the initial yitziro where he was really really tall, and then there was the secondary yitzira where he was minimized. None of this, I don't think any of this is meant to be taken literally. This is symbolic of something. Amar Avidam Rav Adam Rishon misofa olam atzofa, that Adam Rishon extended when he would lie down from one end of the world to the other end of the world. So Shenemar l'min hayom asher bara elukim Adam ala aretz ulimikzei ha'shamayim v'yad kitzei ha'shamayim. So he was from one end of the heavens to the other. That's from one end of the world to the other. Kivan shasarach, but once he did his avera, niach hakadosh baruch hu yado alav u'miyato, Hashem placed his hand on him and minimized him. Shenemar v'atashas alai kapecha. So the Gemara asks, well, wait a second, niach hikashu kraya adadi. Now we have a stira between two psukim. The first pasuk said that he extended from earth all the way up to the heavens. Now we're saying that if he lies down, he goes from one end of the earth to the other end of the earth. That's two different things. How tall was he? Says Mary, Idividi Chachiru. That's not two different things. It's the same shear. It's the same height. If you were to measure from Aretz to Shemayim, it's the same distance as one end of the earth to the other end of the earth. So it's not a stira at all. The Mefarshim are a little bit bothered by that because it doesn't seem to be the Metzius. And even if you say that it's which you clearly have to say, that it's supposed to be symbolic of something, but it's got to be a mashal to something, meaning the mashal has to make sense in order for the nimshal to be muvan. So why are we using a mashal that doesn't seem to conform to the metzius? There were 10 things that were created on the first day of creation. Veluhain, and they are shamayim, va'aretz, tohu, vavohu, or, v'choshech, ruach, Mayim, Midas Yom Umidas Laila. Those are the 10 things that were created on the first day. It is interesting that among the creations of the first day, we list Choshech as that which is created, which is a discussion in the Achronim, and really the Rishonim also, whether Choshech is a creation. Meaning, what is Choshech? Is Choshech just the absence of light, or is Choshech an actual active creation? There's an interesting comment, the Torah in Aruch Chaim Siman Vav writes that when it comes to the bracha of Asher Yatzar, that a person should not say chalalim chalalim, he should say chalulim chalulim. And he says, remez l'davar, that chalulim chalulim is olal cheshbon ramach, like the minyan evaria adam. So that's why it's the gematria is ramach, k'minyan evaria adam. So Beis Yosef explains that the Torah is assuming, like Rashi, that Hashem yiftach echel mehem means the evarim hachalalim, like the lave or the keres or the me'ayim, those limbs that have a cavity in them. But the Torah doesn't want to be gores chalalim, because chalalim is not shayich abriya, because a chalal means a cavity, a void. It's that which is not created. It's just that the organs are created around these chalalim, but the chalalim themselves are not a briya. So the Bach says he doesn't agree with this, and he says it's shayich to say briya on that which is not an active creation, on that which is just the absence of something. He says, after all, Pasukim Yishayahu says, Uvore Choshech. But what do you mean, Bore Choshech? Choshech is just the absence of light. So you see that even though something is just the absence of, you could still call it a Bria. So that's how the Bach suggests. Now the Kasha of the Bach is assuming that Choshech is in fact just the absence of light. However, a lot of the Rishonim and Achronim assume that that's not true, that Choshech was an actual creation. And therefore it is Shaykh to say, Borei Choshech. In fact, the Ramban al Torah, in the very first pasuk on the Torah, says that Choshech that was created b'sheshes mei bereshis is not the Choshech that comes from a lack of light. It's an Eish HaYesodis, that is Chashucha. It is something. There is an actual something that is Choshech. That's what the Rambam writes in the Mar Nevuchim as well. So the Gra points out that the Gemara in our sugya says Choshech is one of the things that are Nivra, that Shemayim Varetz were Nivra, that were created on the first day. So you see that Choshech is a Bria. The Choshech is not only a Hed or Or. The fact that Choshech comes when there's Hed or, when there's a lack of light, the Gra explains, that's about Or. That's part of the creation of Or. But Eino Chinami, there is this other Bria called Choshech. The Gra brings a Raya, Pasuk Yotzer Or Uvori Choshech. So you see that if there was a Choshech was just a head or Or, then it wouldn't be Shaykh to say Loshen of Bria. It's Yotzer Or Uvori Choshech. The Brisker Rav brings another Raya, Nagadah Shel Pesach Mibeis Levi, from a piyut that we say on the Lela Seder. Karv Yom Asher Hu Lo Yom Velo Laila Ram Hoda Ki Lecha Hayom Af Lecha Laila. So the Brisker Rav explains that there you can have a matzav there which is neither Yom nor Laila, that there's not going to be Or, and there's also not going to be Choshech. And that's what it means. Ram Hoda Ki Lecha Hayom Af Lecha Laila, that Al Yidei Zeh, that he lets it be known that it's not only the Or that's the Bria. Laila's also a Bria. Laila's not only a Heder Or. So that's an interesting discussion that you find in Rishonim Achronim, what exactly Choshech really is. So anyway, so the Gemara is going to now elaborate on each of the 10 items, or how we know that each of these 10 items were created on Yom Rishon. So Shemayim V'aretz Duchsiv Breish Baral Kemesa Shemayim V'aretz, right there. Tov Vavo Duchsiv, because the Pasuk says V'aretz Haisa, so Vavo. Or V'choshech Choshech Duchsiv V'choshech Al Pnei Sahom. Or Duchsiv Aveir Melukim. So it's straight in the Psukim, at least it lists these six items. Ruach umayim, then how do I know they were created on Yom Rishon? Duchsiv ruach elukim racheves al panei amayim, meaning a description of anything happening on that Yom Rishon means that that thing must have been created on Yom Rishon. Midas yom midas laila duchsiv ayer vayvoker yom echad. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this 24-hour system where Yom and Laila share the 24 hours. Tana tohu kav yorok shemakav Kulo. What is Tohu? It is a Kav Yorok, a line of Yorok, whatever Yorok is, that goes around the entire world. Yorok we often think of as green, but it often does not mean green. green. It means some color. Some yarok kikarti always means green, but it means green like a leek. But yarok is something like yellowish or something. So a kav yarok that's makif the entire world. Shemenu yatsa choshech, and that's where choshech comes from. Shnemar yashas choshech sisro svivosav. Bohu elu avonim hamufulamos. These are these moist stones hamshukos batom that are sunken in the depths. Shemehen yotzemayim, that water comes from. Shnemar v'natale kavso va'avne bohu va'or biyom rishon ivrisa. Says Gemara, wait a second, was Or really created in Yom Rishon? But doesn't the pasuk, when it describes the creation of the Shemesh v'Yareach, it says that Hashem made the Shnei Ma'oros HaGadolim, the Mara Gadol Mimshal Siyom, the Mara Katol Mimshal Salayla, and the Kochavim, Vayitein Osam Elukim Barakiya Shemayim Uksiv Vayera Vayvoker Yom Revi'i. So it sounds like these things were created on Yom Revi'i, not on Yom Rishon. So how can you say that Or V'Choshech were created on Yom Rishon? So it says the Gemara, Kiti Rabbi Elazar, Tami Rabbi Elazar, Or Shabar Kosh Baruch Hu Yom Rishon. There was an or that was created in Yom Rishon, but it was a different kind of or. It was a spectacular kind of or that a person was able to see from one end of the earth to the other. When Hashem saw the dar mabul, dar flaga, and he saw that they were told they were misbehaving, so he hid away that or from them. That he withheld from the Rishaim their or. And who did he put it away for? The tzaddikim lost the level. He put it away for the tzaddikim lost the level. Shnemar v'yalukim es or kitov, that Hashem saw the or kitov. Meaning, unlike Moshe Rabbeinu saw that Klal Yisrael didn't deserve the luchos, so Moshe Rabbeinu did not put it away for some future time. He smashed them on the spot. Hakadosh Baruch Hu sees that these people don't deserve the or. He puts it away for people who will deserve it. He puts it away for the tzaddikim lost the level. V'yalukim es or kitov ve'in tov el tzaddik tov is revus tzaddik. Shnemar imru tzaddik kitov kiven. Once he saw the R was hidden away for tzaddikim, the R was happy. Shnemar or tzaddikim yismach, that when he realizes that that's what he's there for to be mishamish to tzaddikim, it gives the R, that bria of R, a great sense of simcha. So on the fourth day, Hashem put a lesser kind of R in the world. On the fourth day of creation, it's the R that we're familiar with that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in the world. The Iyun Yaakov points out, what is it? Mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw the Dar Mabul, Dar Flaga, and then he changed the plan. That initially the plan was to have this great, great Or, and then he saw the Dar Mabul, Dar Flaga, that there are going to be people who don't behave properly, and therefore he changed the plan. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu changes the plan. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't know how people are going to behave. He doesn't know how do you say such a thing. So he says, no, obviously it doesn't mean that. It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew from the outset exactly what was going to happen, but it expresses it in this way so that a person can learn Midas Kono. The person can take a lesson from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's sometimes we do something and we're invested in it, so we now no longer have the right. We no longer have the ability to judge it properly, because once we're in it already, we just go further and we don't reassess. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu created an R, and he said, you know what? This the world doesn't need this R, and he put it away. But you put so much effort into it. You're already invested in that R. You already created that R. Just make it work. Sometimes it's not supposed to work. Sometimes you put a lot of energy into something and it's not supposed to work. It's supposed to be put away. It's the idea is supposed to be scrapped for something else. So that's it's a Musar Haskel that the Yehuda Yaakov says that we're supposed to derive from this episode of HaKadosh Baruch Hu creating the Or and then putting it away. So says the Gemara, this teretz is really subject to Machlokas Tanoi, Kitanoi, Or Shabbat HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yom Rishon, Adam Sofa Mabim Mimisof Al Matsofa Divir Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov says that the Or that was created in Yom Rishon was so vast that a person was able to see from one end of the world to the other. Chachamim Omrim, the Chacham say, No, it's the same luminaries that were created in Yom Rishon and Yom Revi. They were created in Yom Rishon, but they were placed into the orbit, into where they're going to be on Yom Revi. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu just put them in place on Yom Revi. So then now the Gemara brings what HaKadosh Baruch Hu used in Briya Sa'olam, the midos that he used. There are 10 midos and hanhagos that Hashem used in the creation of the world, and they are b'chachma. He used wisdom, ubetvuna and understanding, ubedas and knowledge, ubekalach and power, ubegaara and passionate anger, ubegvura and strength, betzedek going lefnim yishur sedin, b'mishpat he used din, b'chesed kindness, uberachamim. Rachamim is a little less than chesed because rachamim is that you just can't bear to see it, so it's just tears your heart out. So that's why you do something about chesed, is you go out of your way to try to do something for someone. So how do I know that Hashem used all of these midos? Hashem b'chachma yasal eretz konin shemayim b'smuna. So there you have both chachma and smuna describing how Hashem created the world. B'das d'chsev b'day totomus nevka'u. B'koach l'gvura d'chsev mechen har m'kocho nezar b'gvura. B'ga'ara d'chsev amudei shemayim yirofafu v'yismu miga'araso. B'tzedek u'mishpat d'chsev tzedek u'mishpat mechon kisecha. B'chesed rachamim d'chsev z'chor rachamecha Hashem v'chasadecha. So they were a part of the beginning of the creation of the world. So now the Gemara brings a different drasha on the pasuk of Amudei Shemayim Yirofu V'Yismu Migar Raso. V'Amar V'Dim Amar Rab B'Shash Baruch Kodesh Baruch Hu Olam Hayamarchiv V'Holech Kishtei Pakiyo Shel Shasi. When Hashem created the world, it was ever expanding. It was like the strands on the loom that get wider as they go. Achagarba Kodesh Baruch Hu V'Amido Till Kodesh Baruch Hu stopped it in its tracks. Shneimar Amudei Shamayim Yirofu V'Yismu Migar Raso. So it sounds like it stopped expanding, that the world stopped expanding. V'Haynu Damar Reish Lakish V'Haydechsiv Ani Kel Shakai Ani U'Shamarti Li'Olam Die. I'm the one that said to the world, die, that it's enough, that you have to stop expanding. Amar Reish Lakish B'Shah Shavar Kodesh Baruch Hu Sayam Hayamarchi V'Holich. When Hashem created the Yam, it also was broadening. Ad Shagarba Kodesh Baruch Hu V'Yibsho Till Kodesh Baruch Hu came, got angry and dried it up. Shneimar goer bayam bayabshayu v'kol anaros hechriv. Tanu Rabban Beishamei Omrim. So now we have Machlokes Beishamei Beisilel in terms of the order of creation. Beishamei says Shemayim nivru tchila v'achar kach nivres haaretz. Hashem first created the Shemayim and then the Aretz. Shneimar Breish Baruch Lukim Es Shemayim ve'es haaretz. It says Shemayim before it says Aretz. UBeisilel Omrim Eretz nivres tchila v'achar kach Shemayim. That no, it was Eretz that came first and then afterwards Shemayim came. Shneimar Biyomos Os Hashem Elokim Eretz v'Shemayim. So you see that the pasuk has Eretz before Shemayim. So you see that that must have been the Seder Bria. This perplexes all the Achronim. L'may Nafkamina. You know, if there ever was a Maida Hava Hava, that it's everything. You know, it's not really going to make much of a difference to us. What difference does it make whether Hashem created Shemayim first or He created Eretz first? So in Ben Yoyada, he suggests that they argue. What they're arguing about is that the praise of which one is better. Meaning, Beishamei holds that the kilus of the Malachim is better, whereas Beisilel holds the kilus of the Tzaddikim is better. That if Shemayim comes first, it means those who occupy Shemayim offer greater praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If Aretz comes first, it means those who occupy Aretz, meaning the Tzaddikim, offer greater praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the Ben Yoyada, he also suggests that a nafkamina might be whether a person should get married first and then learn Torah, or the opposite way. That according to Beis Shammai, first you engage in Torah, first you engage in Shemayim, the Tikkun HaNefesh, and then you see Isha, then you take care of the Tikkun HaGuf, then you take care of of living a normal physical life. Whereas Beis Hillel would say, no, you take care of the Aretz first, you see Isha first, and then you go and you're Lomei Torah, then you're Osek in Torah. That's what we pass on Halacha, that a person should be Bona Bayis and see Isha, and then he should learn Torah. It's actually Tali in the Gemara in Kiddush says it depends what his situation is going to be once he gets married, and what his situation is going to be before he gets married in terms of his ability to focus. The Eitz Yosef suggests another Nafkamina. He says Nafkamina is just the Mizbar Krayit. Nafkamina is had a Taich L'Psukim. The Gemara in Yuma has such a thing. The Gemara in the first part of Yuma talks about the dressing of the Kohanim in the Yemei HaMiluim. So the Gemara says, "Why does it matter?" So the Gemara says, "I need to know how to teach a pasuk. I need to know how to read Chumash." So that's it's a nafkamina, whether you makai mitzvah of Talmud Torah properly. So that's also a nafkamina if you know which one comes first. In the Iun Yaakov, he says that really this is a machlokas b'sham b'sil l'shitasam in the first part of Maseches Erev. In the Gemara Maseches Erev is machlokas b'sham b'sil l whether it's noach l'adam shelo nivra yosam mishenivra. Would we have been better off not having been created rather than being created? That's why the Aretz was not created first, because Aktume Paranusa Lo Mekadminan, that the creation of mankind on this earth might be considered a Paranus. And that if that's the case, if it's Noach Lo Shelo Nivra, that it's considered a Paranus, then it would have come last. Whereas Beisilel holds Noach Lo Adam Shenivra, that it's better for a person to have been created, so the Tzarchei Adam were created first. So maybe this is in fact machlokas b'sham b'silal l'shitasim. Okay, but this is the machlokas. Amrulam b'silal b'shamay. Back in the Gemara, b'silal challenges the b'shamay. L'divreichem adam bona aliyah v'achar kach bona bayis. Is that what happens? A person first builds the aliyah, he first builds the second story, and then he builds the bottom floor of the house. Shnemar bona b'shamayim ma'alosav v'agudaso al eretz yisada. So you see that the shemayim is considered an aliyah, and the eretz is considered like the basic house. So amrulam b'sham l'b'sil. B'sham said back to the b'sil. Divreichem, according to what you're saying, adam osa shirafraf v'achar kach osa kisei. Does a person first make a footstool to rest his legs on and then make the chair? No, first you have a chair to sit on, then you can put up your feet. But the Shemayim is the kisei of Hashem. The Aretz is Hadam Raglai. The Aretz is the footstool. So obviously the Shemayim has to come first. And the Chum say they were created, Shemayim and Aretz were created simultaneously. That one word in a pasuk is going to have to come before another word in a pasuk. They don't superimpose words in the Torah one over the other. So so you're going to have a pasuk will say Shemayim before Aretz or Aretz before Shemayim. But Yamdu Yachtov, they came into being at the same time. Ve'idach Beishamay Beisilal, who clearly don't hold that way. So my Yachtov, how are they going to learn Yachtov? Meaning both Beishamay Beisilal disagree with that. They argue about which one came first. But they both agree one of them came first. So the mishtalfi me'adadi, it means that they're inseparable from each other. That once Shemayim and Aretz were both created, now Shemayim and Aretz are together. That you can't separate out one from the other. So says more kashu kroa adadi. The pasuk that Pesil brought as a raya is so. The pasuk that Beishamay brought as a raya. So how are we going to touch up the psukim? So Amrei Shlakish kashenivru bara Shemayim v'achar kach bara Aretz. When he created them, he first created Shemayim and then Aretz ukshenata. When he put them in place. Nata aretz v'acharkach nata shemayim. So first he spread out and put in place the aretz, and then the shemayim. My shemayim. What is the lashon of shemayim? What's the etymology of the word shemayim? So Amar Rabbi Yosi Bar Chanina shesham mayim. It means shesham mayim, that the water is there. B'masnisa tana. Eish umayim. The Shemayim is an atrikon of Eish umayim because it's made up of both of those two elements, of the element of Eish and the element of Mayim. Elami Shevina Kodesh Baruch Hu. You see that Hashem took Eish umayim utrafan zebzeh and he mixed them together in a mixing bowl, vasame and rakia, and from that he created the rakia. Shal Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Akiva k'shayim alchem b'derech. When Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva were traveling together, Rabbi Shmuel asked Rabbi Akiva, Armelo ata shemashta nachum mishgamzu esr mishtayim shana. I know that you spent 22 years being mishamish nachum mishgamzu, who of course was famous as Nachum Ish Gamzu, because everything that would happen, the Gemara in Taina says he would say Gamzu Latova, even if things seemed terrible, he would always say Gamzu Latova, so that's why he's called Nachum Ish Gamzu. So you were Mishamish Nachum Ish Gamzu for 22 years. Sheyidorish Kalasun Shepetorah, one of the unique elements of the learning of Nachum Ish Gamzu, of the teachings of Nachum Ish Gamzu, is that he darshaned every S in the Torah. Every time it says the word S, he thought that that was a meaningful word that's worthy of a drasha. So S Hashemayim. How did he darshan es hashamayim ve'es ha'aretz? What did he learn from that extra word es? So Amalo, Rabbi Kiva says, here's how we darshaned it. Ilu namar, if it would have just said shamayim ve'aretz. Let's say the pasuk would have said, Bresh bar al kim, shamayim ve'aretz. So you see, Omer, shamayim, shmol shal kodesh baruch hu. I would have imagined that shamayim is labeling, it's a name of a kodesh baruch hu, that Bresh bara elokim, who is called shamayim. Achshav shnemar es hashamayim ve'es ha'aretz, shamayim. Shemayim mamish, aretz, aretz mamish. Now I know that it's saying that no, Hashem created this entity called Shemayim and this entity called aretz. Okay, but es haaretz lamali. That would explain why you need es haShemayim, but why do you need es haaretz? Why do you need the es before the word haaretz? The es before the word haShemayim is already enough to teach me this din, that it's not this idea that it's not one of the shemos of Hashem. So Rabbi Akiva answers, the reason you have the es before haaretz, lahaktim Shemayim laaretz, to tell me that Shemayim was created before Aretz, because if we would have said Es HaShemayim Veha Aretz, I would have assumed that they were Yachtov, that they were created together. By telling me Shemayim before Aretz, that's you just can't have them in the same breath, so one has to come before the other. But by adding the word Es, it's telling me that one actually comes before the other one. V'aretz HaSov V'avo. So now the Gemara darshans the Pesukim of Briyas HaOlam, that the world, the earth, was so V'avo. So Michti, Pashamayim Askel Bereisha. Pasuk begins by talking about the Briyas HaShemayim. It says, Bereisha Baruch Hu Kimas HaShemayim. Why then does it start off by describing the Maisa Aretz? That it says Va'aretz Haisaso Vavo. So Tanu Debei Rabbi Shmuel, they turn the base measures of Rabbi Shmuel based on a mashal. Mashal Melech Basav Dam Shamar La'Avadav Hishkimu L'Pischi. Imagine the Melech Basav Dam tells all of his avadim, all of his subjects, I want you to come early to my palace. Hishkimu Matzah Nashim Va'Nashim. And he comes early in the morning and he sees they're all there, men and women are all together. L'mi Mishaveh, who's he going to give bigger credit to? L'mi Shein Darko LaHashkim Mehishkim. It's the one who doesn't normally wake up early. Women tend to sleep a little bit later than men do, I guess, for whatever reason. So he's going to be mishabeach the nashim because it was more of a mesiris nefesh for them to go out of their normal schedule and to wake up early. So by Briyas HaOlam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Shemayim first, Briyas Baruch Hu commenced Shemayim, and then he called the Aretz, Ve'es HaAretz, and nevertheless, the Aretz came together with the Shemayim. So that's considered that it came early because it's the one that's less likely to come early. It's in the Mashal is the Nashim. So therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu describes the Aretz before the Shemayim. Tani Rabbi Yossi Yomar Oilam L'Briyas Sharoz Ve'in Yodos Ma'ro'os. Woe unto the generations that live in this world, that they see the world and they don't even know what they're seeing. So omdos vein yodos al mahein omdos. They're standing, they don't even know what they're standing on. Haaretz al ma'al medes ala amudim. The earth stands on pillars. Shnemar margiz aretz mimkoma va'amudeho yispalotzen. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu shakes the aretz and the amudim that the aretz stands on will also shake. So the aretz is standing on amudim. Amudim ala mahein. That the amudim are standing on water. Shnemar l'roka aretz ala mahein. Mayim ala harim. That water is standing on mountains. Shnemar al harim yamdu mayim harim baruach. The harim are held up by ruach. Shnemar kine yotzar harim uvore ruach. Ruach b'sa'ara. The ruach is hanging by the stormy winds. Shnemar ruach sa'ara osa dvaro. Sa'ara tliya b'zro shal kadosh baruch. And the sa'ara is being supported by the arm of kadosh baruch. Shnemar mitachas ro'os olam. So it sounds that there are multiple levels of yitzira of that which supports this world. So the Gemara brings other opinions in terms of how many amudim there are. V'chamrom ashnei amudim omedes. That the earth stands on 12 amudim. Shnemar yatziv gvulos amim mispar b'nei Yisrael. So the gvulos HaOlam are on the foundation of the Amudim that equal the Mispar B'nei Yisrael, the number of Shvatim that there are in Klal Yisrael, which is 12. V'yesh Omer Shiva Amudim, and some say that there are 7 pillars. Shneamar Chatzva Amudeha Shiva. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu fashioned 7 pillars. Rabbi Lozman Shmo Omer Al Amud Echad V'tzadik Shmo. The whole world stands on only one Amud, and it's called Tzadik. Shneamar V'tzadik Yisod Olam. So Tzadik is the name of an Amud, which is the Yisod Olam, which is the foundation of the world. So now the Gemara brings Machlokas Amoraim in terms of the number of Rekiim that there actually are in the world. Amar Rabbi the Shnei Rekiim, that there are 2 Rekiim. Shneamar, Hein LaShem Elokecha HaShemayim uShmei HaShemayim. So it sounds like on the Shemayim there is Shmei HaShemayim, there is another Shemayim. Reish Lakish, Amar Reish Lakish says, no, Shiva, there are 7 Rekiim. Ve'elu Hein, we're going to elaborate on each one of them. Vilon, Rekia, Shchakim, Zvul, Ma'on, Machon, and Aravos. Those are your 7 Rekiim. So Reish Lakish explains the makar for each of these rikiyim and what their tafkid is, what their purpose, what their function is. So the first rikiyah is called vilon. Einam shamish klum. It actually does nothing. Elenichnas shachris. It just gets folded up in the morning to allow light to shine through. Viyotze arvis. Then it gets unfolded and spread out in the evening to block the light, and that creates the darkness at night. Umechadish b'chol yom ma'asibreishes. And each and every day it's mechadish ma'asibreishes. Shnemar hanota kadok shamayim vayim tachayim. So it's a shemayim that's mishamish, just like a curtain that's spread out and that's then rolled back up. That's one rakia. And then you have a second rakia that's above that, that's called rakia. Shabo chama ulevano kochavim mazalos kavuin. That's where the sun and the moon and the stars and the constellations are all shenamar, because the pasuk says vayitin osam elkim rakia shemayim. Right, the pasuk says vayas elkim shneim aros agdolim esamar gadol mishal sayom esamar kadol mishal salayla vesakochavim. So it describes the chama ulevano the kochavim and says that Hashem put them berakia hashemayim. So you see that that's placed in something called a rakia. It's interesting that you have such a concept. The rakia where is where the chama and levana are. Yet in kiddush levana we say asher b'ma'amaro bara shchakim, that we're saying that the shemesh and the ireach are found in the shchakim. So the achronim wonder that's against our gemara. Shchakim is also one of the 7 rakiim. The chama and levana are not in the shchakim. The chama and levana are in the rakia. So it should have have been the nusach of bracha asher b'ma'amaro bara rakia. It should have been in the nusach of the bracha of the kiddush levana. If we're really describing where the levana is located, so in the Yesh Avram in the back of the Shulchan Aruch, the Rav Ram David Mibachach, not the Prima Gadim, it's a little confused. There's a Sefer Eshel Avram in the back of the Shulchan Aruch from Rav Ram David Mibachach, and there's Eshel Avram and Aruch Chaim in the back of the Shulchan Aruch from the Prima Gadim. It's his commentary, a super commentary on the Magen Avram. But in the Eshel Avram Mibachach, he explains that Shchakim is the primary Rakia and is a more Chashv Rakia. The Pasuk says, Ubagavaso Shchakim, that's the pride, that's the primary Rakia. The reason that Shchakim is where the Mizonos for Tzadikim comes from. Bederech Yeshme Ayin, without any Ishtadlus, and everything is, all the Melachas, Nas Salideh Acherim. So that's how it's a Nikr that Kodesh Baruch Hu is Bore Yesh Me Ayin. So by the Chiddush HaLevana, each month, it's Nikr that Kodesh Baruch Hu is Mechadish Betuva B'chol Yom Maisa Bereshis, and that it creates everything Yesh Me Ayin. Avram Avinu, when he was 3 years old, initially thought that the sun has the moon, has the koach rather of causing things to happen, and then he saw that the sun's light ends, and then he realized that there's no shlemus in the shemesh on the ireach on their own. They're only mishamshim of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and a Kodesh Baruch Hu is the one that operates them. So since al yidei the chiddush alavana, it's nikkur that a Kodesh Baruch Hu is mechadesh olamim, which is beikur something that happens in the rakia called shchakim. So that's why it's Hashem b'mamaro barash chakim. When we talk about the Chama and Levana, that's what the Eshel Avrami B'chach suggests. That when we talk about the Chama and the Levana, Enochinami, we're not talking about where they are located. They're located in the Rakia, but they represent, and through the way that they operate and they function, you're able to see what goes on in the Shchakim. You're able to see the concept of a Bria of Yesh Me'ayin in the Shchakim. That's one answer. That's the fancy answer. The more pashut answer is that there are two days in the Gemara. How many Rakias there are? One day is that there are seven Rakias, and that's what we spend most of Amud Beis on, but Rabbi Yehuda said there are only two. So if there are only two, so Shchakim is a subcategory of one of the Rakias. So that's where the sun and the moon and the stars are anyway. That's what the Aruch HaShulchan writes in Siman Tav Chavav, which is a siman about Kiddush Levana. He says Rabbi Yehuda was Masada the Bracha, holds that there are only Shnei Rakiyim, Shemayim and Shmei HaShemayim, and it could be that those two are Rakiya and Shchakim, and he's Moda that there are seven Rakiyim, but those seven are incorporated in the two that are in those two, because in Tanakh we only find these two names for Rakiyim. There's Rakiya and Shchakim, and those are the same as Shemayim and Shmei HaShemayim. So they were kaveh the nusach habracha asher b'mamaru barash chakim. So you see that's the simpler answer in terms of why it is that we say asher b'mamaru barash chakim. Okay, now on to the third of the seven rukiyos. Shchakim shabori chayim omdos v'tochnos man mil tzadikim. It's where there's a mill that's grinding man for tzadikim. Shenemar, because the pasuk describes the man that when it came down in the midbar v'yitzav shchakim yimal v'dalsi shemayim pasach v'yamter aleim man le. So you see that the man is in this rakia that's called Shchakim. Zvul is the fourth rakia. Shabo Yerushalayim Beis Hamikdash. That's where the Yerushalayim Beis Hamikdash Shel Maila Umizbeach Banu, and the Mizbeach is built. Umichal Asara Gadol Omid Makrav Lof Karban, and Michal Asara Gadol is standing there and he's being Makrav a Karban up in the Yerushalayim Shel Maila, in the Mikdash Shel Maila. Shneamar, because the pasuk when it describes Shlomo Melech talking about the Binyan Beis Hamikdash, Banova Nisi Beis Zvulach Machon. So you see that there's a Beis Hamikdash that's called Zvul. So the Gemara says, "Minolan deikri Shemayim." How do I know that place that's called Zvul is called Shemayim? It's only talking about the Beis Hamikdash. Dechsev habit mi Shemayim urei mi Zvul kotshecha v'tifartecha. So you see that there's a rakia that's called Zvul, and it's saying that we see from the Yerushalayim Shalmaila, from the vantage point of Yerushalayim Shalmaila, they're able to see Yerushalayim Shalmata that got destroyed at some point. So where is the kina of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's what the pasuk is referring to. But the point is that there is Yerushalayim Shalmaila that corresponds to Yerushalayim Shalmata. And then we have the fifth rakia, and that is Ma'on. Shabo kito shal malach yashari shomer shira b'layla v'chashos b'yom mipnei kvodin shal Yisrael. That's where the groups of malach yashari will say shira at night, but they stay quiet during the daytime for the covenant of Klal Yisrael, that it's Klal Yisrael's turn to be Yishabeach HaKadosh Baruch Hu during the daytime. Shnemar Yomu Mitzava Hashem Chazdo Ubelayla Shiro Imi, that Hashem is Mitzava to the Malachim to be quiet during the day in order to do chesed to those who are down here on this earth, that they need the chesed to be able to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in the Layla, the Malachim are going to sing Shira and the Rikia with the Shir that Hashem wants them to praise them. So you see, Ma'on is where the Kitos of Malachi Ashari is, where they sing Shira Balayla. The Kolbon, Simonayin Hay, says that the reason we say Shasimcha Bima'ono in the Birch Samazon of the Zimun of a Nisuin or a Sheva Brachos is because the full Simcha is in the Ma'on of Hashem. It's the full Simcha cannot exist in our world. The full Simcha can only be in the Ma'on of Hashem, because that's where that's the ability to be Mechadesh Panim Chadashos, the Rekia, where the Malachi Ashari sing Shira, is called Ma'on. And each and every day there are new Malachim that are really coming, that are being brought into creation. So the Simcha by us is secondary and lower than the Simcha B'Ma'on. The Simcha in Ma'on, where there are the legions of new Malachim that are being created. Each and every day. So that's why Simcha b'ma'ono. Amrei Shlakish Kolosik b'tar b'layla, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshech Lav Chush Shal Chesed Yom. If a person engages in Talmud Torah at night, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him a certain Chush Shal Chesed. People are going to look at him in a positive light. That's what Chush Shal Chesed means during the daytime. Shneimar Yomam Yitzav Hashem Chasdo. Umatan Yomam Yitzav Hashem Chasdo. Why is it that Yomam Yitzav Hashem Chasdo? Mishum u'b'layla Shiroimi. Because he learned all night the Shira. Torah is called the Shira, so he was engaged in the Shira. Vata kisvu l'chemes haShira azos, right, is a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah. Kisvu l'chemes haShira azos. The entirety of Torah is called the Shira. There are sections of the Torah that are more Shira than others, right? There are sections of the Torah like the Az Yashir and Hazinu that are set up in such a way with spaces in between that has a unique status of Shira, but in a certain sense the entirety of Torah is called Shira. So b'layla Shira imi, if someone learns Torah at night, he's going to have chud shal chesed during the day. V'yikadamri amri shlakish kolosik Torah b'Olam Hazeh, Shudama l'Layla, then no, it means that if anyone learns Torah in Olam Hazeh, which is like Layla, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshech Lav Chud Shal Chesed Olam Haba, then Hashem is going to give him a Chud Shal Chesed in Olam Haba, Shudama l'Yom, which is like Yom, Shnemar Yom Mitzav Hashem Chazdo, Ubalayla Shiru Imi, that since he learned Torah in Olam Hazeh, which is called Layla, Hashem is going to give him an extra Chud Shal Chesed in Olam Haba, which is called Yom. Amar B'Levi Kol HaPosik Midivrei Torah V'Osik Midivrei Sicha. Anyone who stops engaging in Talmud Torah to instead engage in Sicha B'Teila, Ma'achilin Oso Gachle R'Samim. He's going to be fed boiling hot coals. Shnemar HaKot V'Meluach HaLisiach V'Shorish R'Samim Lachmam. That the kodfim, those who stop from the Liman HaTorah, which is written on a luach, hakodfim meluach, those who stop and who cut themselves off from the luach, for alei siach, for the sake of sichas chulin, so lachmam is going to, their bread is going to be gachle resamim, shorish resamim lachmam, their bread is going to be these boiling coals. I mean, all in dikri shemayim, how do I know that the rikia that's called ma'on is called shemayim? Shenemar ashkifa mimon kachcha min hashemayim. And then we move on to the sixth rikia. So the sixth rikia is Machon Shabo Otzo Shalag. Machon is the place where the snow, which is considered to be a peronus, that it makes life difficult, Va'otzos Barad, and the hail, Va'alias Talalim Ra'im, and all sorts of crazy winds that aggravate us and that cause trouble, Va'alias Agalim, and drops of water that will ruin the fruit that grows on the trees, V'chadra Shal Sufo Sa'aru Mara Shal Kitar V'dal Sal Seyan Eish Shenemar Yivta. So from the fact that it has to specify that he opens up the Otzar HaTov, it sounds like there's an Otzar of Peronos as well. So that Otzar of Peronos, that warehouse of Peronos, of difficult things and challenging things, is in the Rakia, the sixth Rakia, which is called Machon. Hani Barakia Isnu? So says Mar, wait a second, is that true? Are snow and hail and all these other things found in the Rakia? Hani Ba'ari Isnu? Those things are found on the earth. Tichsiv, Halu Es Hashem Min Ha'aretz Taninim, V'chol Tomos Eshu Varad Shal V'kita Ruach Zara Osed Varo. So you see that hail and snow, all of these are Mahalel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They praise Hashem, but they praise Hashem from the earth, because that's where they are. So Rav Yudam Rav explains that when the world was created, they were in Shemayim, but David Bikei Shaleim Rachamim. David davened that they shouldn't remain in Shemayim, V'ridon La'aret, and instead they should be brought down to the earth. Amar Lefanav, and David HaMelech said, Ribono Shalolam, Lo kel chafitz rasha ata lo yugur chara. That you shouldn't have ra residing right near you. You're a tzaddik, and therefore let the ra come down into this world, so that where you reside up in Shemayim, there shouldn't be any ra around. And then David was mishabeach, and he said that the shalag and the barad will be mahalal Hashem min haaretz. When we know in dikri Shemayim, how do I know that mechon is called Shemayim? D'chziv atatishma Shemayim mechon shiftecha. So you see, mechon is associated with Shemayim. And then we move on to the seventh and final rakia. Aravel Shabot Tzedek. That's where Tzedek, Mishpat, Utztaka, Ginzei Chayim, V'Ginzei Shalom, V'Ginzei Bracha, V'Nishmasen Shal Tzadikim, V'Ruchos, U'Neshamos, Shasli, Baros, V'Tal Shasar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lachios Pomesim. What can you find in the seventh rakia? That's where there's righteousness and justice and charity and storehouses of life and storehouses of peace and storehouses of blessing and the Neshamos of the Tzadikim and the ruchos and the neshamos that ultimately will be created and the dew through which HaKadosh Baruch Hu performs tchias ha-mesim. How do I know all those things are there? Tzedek u'mishpat tichsiv tzedek u'mishpat mechon kisecha. So you see tzedek u'mishpat are by the kisei ha-kavod, which is in the seventh rakia. Tzedakah tichsiv ha-yilbash tzedakah kishiryon. So you see tzedakah is with HaKadosh Baruch Hu also. He wears tzedakah. Ginzei chayim tichsiv kiimcha mekar chayim. That together with Hashem is the mekar chayim. V'ginzei shalom tichsiv v'yikolo Hashem shalom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Shalom to be together with him. V'ginze bracha d'chsev yisa bracha me'es Hashem. That bracha comes me'es Hashem, from right with Hashem. Nishmasen shel tzadikim d'chsev v'yisa nefesh Adoni tzerura b'tzrara chayim es Hashem Elokecha. That Avigail says to David that the nefesh Adoni should be tzerura b'tzrara chayim es Hashem Elokecha. So you see the neshamos of the tzadikim in Olam Haba after they die are together with Hashem. Ruchos neshamos shas lihi baros d'chsev. So it sounds like the ruchos, which are the neshamos, are together with Hashem. Vital shasad Hakadosh Baruch Hu lachias b'mesim, and the dew that Hashem is going to perform tchias ha-mesim with. Tichsiv geshem nedavos tanif elokim nachlascha v'nila atokonanta. That when the neshama is poreach, at the maimon of Matan Torah, when we were standing there by Matan Torah, Hashem gave a certain geshem and tal in order to bring us back to life. So Shem, and in that rukia you'll find the ofanim, usrafim, v'chayos hakodesh, u'malachei hashareis, v'kisei hakavod, melech kelchai ram v'nisa shochein aleim baravos, shenamar solu larochi baravos b'kar shemo. That it's the shevach of the and that mishabeach and meromim hakadosh baruch hu, who's b'ka, which is the shame of Hashem, and that shows that he's together with all of these powerful forces that he surrounds himself with. Uminalan dikri shemayim. How do I know? Rukia that's called Aravos is also called Shemayim. So it says Mara Asi Rechiva Rechiva Ksiv Hacha. The pasuk says Salu LeRochev BaRavos Ksiv Hasam, and in Sefer Dvarim it says Rochev Shemayim BeEzrecha. So you see Rochev is used by Shemayim, and that should be BeEzrecha. And Aravos is also called Rochev. So that's how Aravos is also called Rochev. So that's how you know that it's also a Shemayim. So those are the seven Rukios. Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Vechoshek Vanan VaRafel Makif Nosel. Good day, everybody. Good day.